AFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. It's 50 degrees at our studios, and we have a forecast for a 20% chance of rain showers this afternoon, up into the mid-40s, and tonight, clouds with a slight chance of rain and, dare I say, snow showers, just slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the lower 30s, a chance of precipitation, including snow, is at 20% tonight. Tomorrow's mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 50s. Almost a spring day tomorrow night. Clear in the evening and with a few clouds going down to around 30 tomorrow night. And it looks like a partly sunny day on Monday. So, Now and Then is coming right up here at our spring gathering. It's our pledge drive day today. So we're glad to have you here. And we'll get started with Now and Then in just a minute. If you get so swept up in the music of Now and Then, I'll just tell you right now what you can do to get in touch with us, just in case you forget, you know, what you're doing when you hear the music. Because if you want to make a pledge, you can call us here at the radio station. We're WJFF. We're in Jeffersonville, New York. And we're in area code 845-482-4141. And maybe you're just getting acquainted with us. Have you heard our radio station before? Well, we have all kinds of fabulous music going on this afternoon. We just had a really interesting episode of Hillbilly Heaven. Did you hear that? Now and Then will be coming up in just a minute.
Kathy, what are you playing on the show today?
Oh, well, it's got to be a surprise. You have to wait till the show starts.
All right. Well, we'll.
Oh, my God. Just a few seconds.
We've got a couple of volunteers ready to take your calls.
Barbara is here with us. Yeah, this is Barbara joining me in the studio.
A couple of people waiting to answer the phone, so we'll be happy to hear from you.
All kinds of friendly people.
Pass along any messages to Kathy about the music that she's playing or what they'd like to hear.
The mystery show
future episodes.
So, do take a minute to give us a call for our pledge drive today. One more time, that's 845-482-4141.
Or wjffradio.org.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program is a special program, a tribute and a celebration to an incredibly creative musician, one of the world's most renowned singer-songwriters, a man named Chuck Berry.
motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Do you recognize Chuck Berry? That's Chuck Berry. He's singing and he's playing the guitar. And a man named Johnny Johnson is on the piano. And Jerome Green from Bo Diddley's band is on the maracas. And this man named Jasper Thomas is on the drums. And Willie Dixon is on the bass. And Chuck Berry begins recording with Chess Records. That was recorded in May of 1955. You know, Chuck Berry was one of the very first musicians to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe it's because Chuck Berry is rock and roll. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened in 1986. And what they said when they inducted him is he laid the groundwork for not only rock and roll sound, but a rock and roll stance. Yeah, Chuck Berry was born in St. Louis, Missouri, October 18th, 1926, and Chuck Berry passed away on March 18th in 2017. So influential. He started rock and roll in the 50s, and then when the British invasion hit in the 60s, all of the rock and roll music was referencing what they had heard from Chuck Berry. So we're going to hear an interesting assortment of Chuck Berry's music played by the Rolling Stones and Elvis Presley and the Beatles, and it's going to be an interesting trip because I was a little bit young to have really heard Chuck Berry when he first came out. So it was interesting for me to find out, well, what was so revolutionary? You know, what's the deal? It's like there was R&B and blues music, and then there was country music, and Chuck Berry brought those two things together. He was really influenced by T-Bone Walker, who's this incredible blues guitarist. And he's in Chicago, you know, the home of the blues and everything. And Muddy Waters tells him, you know, you need to get in touch with Chess Records. So Chess Records is the first recording contract that Chuck Berry signed. And that was the first song that he ever released called Maybelline. So he went into the session and he really thought he was going to be recording a blues song. But it turns out that Chess Records was looking to enter the country market because they'd seen the R&B market shrink. So they wanted to issue a country song. So because Chuck was a blues player recording a country song, he mixed those two things together, and Maybelline sold over 1 million copies. We're talking 1955. 1 million copies is a lot of copies in 1955. You know, you can't download those things. Anyway, he was an amazing musician. Let's listen to another of Chuck Berry's tracks. This is called No Particular Place to Go. Chuck Berry.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Thank you.
place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Yeah, Chuck Berry. Wow, no particular place to go. Yeah, I like that. It's a good song for a Saturday afternoon on a rainy Saturday afternoon. So, you know, rock and roll. Chuck Berry had an interview on CBS in 1972, and he was asked, you know, what happened in the 50s? What caused the explosion in the popularity of rock and roll? And this is what Chuck Berry said. This is a quote from Chuck Berry. Well, actually, they begin to listen to it, you see, because certain stations played certain music. The music that we, the blacks, played, the cultures were so far apart, we would have to pay a station in order to play it. The cultures begin to come together, and you begin to see one another's vein of life. Then the music came together. Fascinating introspection from Chuck Berry. So, you know, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, they learned their craft by playing Chuck Berry's songs. In fact, when the Rolling Stones released their very first single, it was a Chuck Berry song called Come On. And, you know, Chuck Berry passed away in March 2017, and the Rolling Stones did make a statement about Chuck Berry's passing. Here's a quote. The Rolling Stones are deeply saddened to hear of the passing of Chuck Berry. The band wrote that in a statement. He was a true pioneer of rock and roll and a massive influence on us. Chuck was not only a brilliant guitarist, singer, and performer, but most importantly, he was a master craftsman as a songwriter. His songs will live forever. Here's the Rolling Stones, their very first single. It's by Chuck Berry. It's called Come On.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Later from a job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run it to a record. Come on, since me and my baby parted. Come on, I can't get started, come on. I can't afford a jacket. I wish somebody come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I live with thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, it sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Always thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Everything is wrong since I last saw you, baby. I really want to see you and I don't mean maybe. I'm doing everything trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey. You belong to me. Come on, I want to see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. Come on, I gotta see you, baby. Come on,
I don't mean maybe, come on. I've gotta make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. And come on, come on, come on, come on.
Oh man, is it hard to believe that's the Rolling Stones? I mean, can you even recognize Mick Jagger's voice? Oh wow, they're so young, it sounds like the Mercy Beat. And yet that is the British feedback loop coming out of America from Chuck Berry's Rock and Roll. That song is called Come On. And you know, you can take that personally. Come on, call us. This is WJFF's Spring Pledge Drive. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And yeah, we are having a pledge drive, which means that this is your reminder to step up and get involved, express yourself. We're your community radio station. We're Radio Catskill. And if you identify with us, there's a lot of ways to get involved, but you can just make a contribution. You can just make a pledge. That's pretty fast. That works pretty well. It works for us. You can call us on the telephone at 845-482-4141. You can go to our website, which is wjffradio.org, and you can make a pledge securely right online with your credit card. So, you know, there's a couple things you can do to get involved. You know, you can come here in person. You know, we're in Jeffersonville. We're in New York. We're close to the Delaware River. Are you nearby? Stop in. Studio is a really lovely place. We're on Route 52. You go through town. We're on the right-hand side. You'll see our sign. Yeah. So...